But this morning, as we take a look at Psalm 100, I want us to just stop and just think about how God wanted us. He called us. He calls each one of us to give thanks to Him. Folks, you know, you say, well, God doesn't want us to just be thanking Him all the time for everything. Sure He does. He has the one that has given it to us. It's His. Everything is His. These deer that He's put here, the turkeys that we didn't used to have, all of the things that we grew up not having, we have today. But we still have so much to give thanks about, that a lot of things have been taken away in our community. A lot of things are not like they used to be. But we have so, so much that He calls us every day to give thanks. You know, it says in Psalm 100, to shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into the courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And His faithfulness continues to each generation. This is the reading of God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. You know, folks, as we see the very first thing, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth, and worship the Lord with gladness, with singing and joy. That's where we come to this morning. We've heard some of the best singing and joyful singing. Y'all sound so good this morning, singing back to us when we're down here. It's a wonderful thing to be able to come to the house of the Lord and give praise to God and give thanks to God. It's just a really wonderful thing to me to get up every day. You get up every day, folks. And you look, and I thought this morning, I said, you know, Lord, I just hope that my next move will be to Olive Branch. You know, I want to stay right where I'm at. I want to live where I'm at until I move to Olive Branch. What a blessing that would be if He allowed me to do that. I may go to nursing home. I may go somewhere and have to live assistedly. That's okay. I'll still give praise and give thanks for it to Him. But it would be so wonderful to just move from where you're at right to the cemetery. You know, folks, we get caught up in so many things of desire in our life. You have desires in your life? Sure you do. But when we have desires in our life, how many of us really and truly show humility? You know, we don't come to God just thanking Him for where we're at, for the things that we got. We don't come to God just saying, you know, God, I'm fine. I'm fine right where I'm at. We have so many things in our heart, and it causes us to have a run of pride. But folks, humility is where our true thankfulness comes from. When we learn to be really humble, when we learn to show gratitude to God, when we learn that humility is where it all begins, when we humble ourselves and thank Him so, so much. Lots of went on this past week, been really busy, and we've been able to get out and to meet some needs of other people, and lots of needs has been in the community this past week. And so we're out and we're visiting and meeting needs and seeing other people. And folks, when you come home at night, you know, I told Tammy the other night, she said, what are you thinking about? I said, I'm just sitting here thinking about how blessed, how good, how thankful I am. You know, it just, you could never, ever give God enough praise. so many things in our life, folks, that we could gripe about. You know, there's things that are not keeping, it's not letting us be as happy as we'd like to be. There's things that are worrying us. There's things that we just wish we could change about. A lot of, I personally would like to change some things about all of my family and the things that goes on inside. And the more family you get, the bigger it gets, the more things go on. And so you have all kinds of things that you personally don't understand or you personally don't like. But when you stop and you think about the thanksgiving that we should be giving God back for what we have, folks, all of these little things that we would love to change and to make a difference, they're pretty immaterial, really and truly. You know, I was looking at this little devotional. I'm always reading something short. Brian reads something big and thick. I read something real quick, you know. And this guy, Christopher Reese, he had wrote this little devotional, and at the bottom of it, it said, cultivate your humility. Cultivate your humility. Do you take care of being humble? Do you want to be more like Christ? Do you desire to be more humble each and every day, each and every week? He said, gratitude grows forth like a root. It grows forth like a root out of humility. I thought about that. I've thought about that a lot this week. Because he is saying that if we cultivate our humility, that the gratitude comes forth just like a fruit out of this humility that we cultivate. And it grows forth and it produces. Gratitude produces just like a squash does or an okra plant. You can't keep it picked. It just more and more and more and more. And folks, the one thing that I would say to you this morning is if you kind of not thankful for what you have or you're thinking things could be better or things could be this or that, get out and visit in the community. Get out and visit and find out. It doesn't mean that you have to go to the most worst-looking house in the county. Just stop at the best-looking house in the county and think and take on what people will tell you. They will show you there is so many needs. It doesn't matter whether we're living under $10,000 or whether we're living on top of $1 million. There is so many needs that's all throughout our county and throughout our nation. We have so many things that need to be addressed. But folks, when we put ourselves there for those people, no matter who it is, when we put ourselves out there, when we decide to show that we care, that we love these people, and give God thanks for these people that he has placed in our life. You know, me and Brian had the opportunity this week. We went to breakfast one day, and we saw some people that wasn't as fortunate as we. And, you know, while we were wondering what was going on, someone else stepped up and met that need. Someone else that knew that need kind of could see through God's eyes, could see that need, met that need. And what a wonderful thing that was. To see other people realizing and knowing what God has blessed them with. And folks, these weren't people that had a lot of money. These weren't people that were really, truly blessed. They were just ordinary people that live in our county. They were so thankful that they were able to be able to do what they did for the people that needed food that morning. And there was a true need there. Now, you know, you can say, well, Mike, if they hadn't done what they did that evening or that night or whatever, they'd had money to eat that morning. I'm not going there. I'm just saying that morning there is a need, a true need. So, folks, we are to be thankful. Acknowledge that the Lord is God, and He made all of us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And when I think about that, that we are His, when I think about each one of us being God's sheep, and that He loves one just as much as He loves the other. And I think about when we was, you know, had cattle and hogs, and you'd always have a bunch that would try, you'd try to get them up and get them in a pen. About 98% of them would go, and then right there at the last, there'd be one or two that decided they'd go back where they come from, you know. They didn't want to be part of whatever was fixing to happen. So they'd bust loose and go the other way. And I think about that as us. We are God's sheep. And He directs us in a way that is for our own benefit. But so many times, folks, we as Christians, we get right to the gate. We get right to the point where He's directing us to go. And we decide we're going to step out. We're going to go our own way. We're going to do things that suit us. We hadn't got time to be going along with the crowd, to be going along with what needs to be done at church. We need to be doing things that we want to do. We see it all the time. But folks, He is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. And when we enter that gate that's been opened for us, when we enter that gate trying to feed our sheep, or trying to feed, when He's trying to feed His sheep, as we used to the cattle, when we open that gate for them to come in and to be fed, when those gates are open, we never think to give Him praise and thanksgiving. There's many, many things, folks, that keeps us from giving God all the praise and the glory that is His. But there's one thing that we just need to stop and remember, that if we give Him the praise and the glory and showed the humility to others that we need to show, it tells us in the Bible, in Proverbs 3:34, Proverbs 32:4, and in James 4:6, that our wages are riches, our wages are honor, our wages are a longer life. He's not just letting us do things and not paying attention to what we're doing. There is things that we will benefit from it. We benefit when we follow the Lord, when we praise His name, when we give Him all the glory for everything that we do. It says, "For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation." I'd say this week, folks, as we come to the table, we come to our table, our family's table, or maybe we decide to just go out and eat. But as we come, we need to remember God's blessings, that He has blessed us so much, so many times. Remember His blessings. Yes, there's people everywhere you look that's better than you are, and better shape physically, and better shape financially. There's people everywhere that's doing better than you are, better than I'm doing, better than anybody's doing. Don't compare yourself to these people, folks. Thank God for what He has given to you and done for you. Thank God that He has blessed us as He has. You know, I think the one thing that we as people have to stop and think about, we forget as people to thank God for the ordinary things in life. You ever think about that? Just for the ordinary things. You know, Jesus, he thanked God for the ordinary things. He took the little kids. He thanked God for them. The ordinary things that they were, the disciples was what? They was trying to shoo the little kids away. But God said, no, let them come. Let the little kids come. They had needs, and they need to be loved on as well. And He thanked God for these little ordinary things that we take as just things that are just normal for us. You know, he said about the servant, those that had few, he thanked God for those that took the less and made what they did out of it. It's not about having so much stuff, folks. It's just ordinary things in our life that makes all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. The ordinary things. My hummingbirds, Pete's hummingbirds in the summertime. Ordinary things. Boy, aren't they just pleasing unto my heart. And I know they are Pete's as well. I love them. I love them to death. But folks, do we give praise for them? Yeah. When I'm filling up hummingbird feeders all day, every day, I wish some of them would go over to Ross's. But they don't. They stay over there with me. And it's something that is so ordinary. We forget to give praise for it, and yet we gripe about having to feed them so much, you know. I told Tammy we can't eat out because we have to feed the hummingbirds. It takes a lot of money to feed all that sugar because we got plenty of them. I tried to sell a kid all them hummingbirds one day. He said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, how would I catch them, Mike?" I said, "I don't know. You pay me for them, and then you do with them what you want to, you know." But he was concerned about if he might take them, he could catch them all. He didn't know what he'd do with them. So, folks, ordinary things, the life that God has given us is so, so good. We are blessed. It's Thanksgiving. He's given us his son, Jesus. And so no matter what our circumstance here on this earth might be, we're going to leave. We're going to leave this earth. And when we leave this earth, we're going to be able to have an everlasting life with his son, Jesus, and the Father. Isn't that the most awesome thing in the world? We could never give him enough thanks for loving us that much that we're fixing to move into Christmas and we're going to see the baby, the birth of Jesus. We're also going to be talking a little bit about the next coming. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that's fixing to happen as we enter into the Advent season. We're going to see how God loved us so, so much. And so this week, let's just take a little extra time. A little extra time for our prayer time. A little extra time to spend with the Lord. A little extra time to give thanks to him for all the things that he has done for us. Folks, he is the most awesome God that you will ever know. He's the most awesome, loving God that you will ever have. And no matter how much your mom and dad loves you, or your sisters or uncles or aunts, God loves you more. God loves you more. And always remember that, folks, because there's so many times this week you will probably encounter these people. There's so many times that we're going to see needs, and we're going to see people that don't believe that God loves them. But he has sent you. You're there to show your love to them. You're there to love on them through and show God's love to them. So remember, just love everyone. Show everyone what God has done. Tell everyone about the love he has for you. And remember, just be happy and thankful for the ordinary. That's the most wonderful thing in the world. Love Jesus and allow him to love you back. He loves you so, so much. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.